Last Sunday night, we had Pastor Cesar Tilada, who spoke to us at our outdoor Sunday evening, our international night, did a fantastic job. Many of you heard him, but we wanted to bring him back up this morning. So Pastor Cesar, why don't you come on up, and wanted him to give a report of what's happening with the Romans Project in the Philippines and beyond, if you will. So you can welcome Pastor Cesar up again. Thank you, brother. Thank you, brother. So many of you have been, or some of you at least, have been to his church in Mindoro, Philippines, and he's the pastor there. He used to be second to only the governor in his province before he went into pastoral ministry full-time, and so we're glad that he did, and glad you're here with us in the States for the first time with us this point. And so I'm just going to ask a few questions and then let you start talking now. And so as director of the Romans Project in the Philippines, obviously you have spent time in the Romans Project doing it yourself. And if you're not familiar with the Romans Project, we're in 19 different countries now, primarily in Africa, but now expanding more into Southeast Asia. And what we do is, it's very simple. We ask pastors, read Romans 20 times, write it out by hand, and then we will give this MP3 player that has about 500 hours of Scott's teaching on different books of the Bible, and for them to use that as a teaching, as a learning tool, and we help them think through how to preach through the Bible, which we believe is the right way to do that, just to listen to God and what He has to say. So when you've done it personally, Pastor Cesar, when you read Romans and you started reading it, and you're through the fifth time, the 12th time, the 18th time, and how, what kind of impact was that like on you personally?
Yeah, but before I started reading the book of Romans, I had that impression, hearing from others, that Romans was a hard book to study next to Revelation. So I was kind of going very slow, reading the first three times. I was getting impatient trying to finish it as early as I can. But when I got to see the connections of each chapter and got to see the flow of Paul's argument and became very familiar with with the book, then I was able to read it very fast, an hour of spending time reading the book of Romans, and I was now very familiar with the book, that I read it I was driving in a familiar road. I know the bends and the curves.
That's good.
And so the first time I was reading it just one time a day, but towards the 14th to the 20th time I was so excited, I would read it three times. Chapter 1 to chapter 16, three times in a day, so I can finish earlier.
It's fantastic, fantastic. Yeah. Back behind you, we have a picture here, too. This is Cesar and his wife, Doris.
Yeah. That was taken by, that photo was taken the last day. The team from Southwest Bible were going back to the U.S. That's a shot from Mindoro, my island. And Brother Edmir took that shot as they were waving in the boat. Yeah,
that's great. So let's go back to Mindoro, where you pastor. What about, is anyone doing or has done the Romans Project in your church family?
After I did, I was the first one who did Romans Project in the Philippines. Brother Chris Fouts and Edmir sent me the requirement. After I'm done with the project, I asked several pastors to do it with me. And so when we did the first conference in Mindoro, several pastors, about 60 of us, were there. And I also asked the elders of my church to join me and some other leaders. So that now I've asked all those who are candidates or being trained for leadership, I asked them to join, to do the Romans Project.
Fantastic. Yeah. Well, you also have taken the Romans Project and you've expanded it into all of the Philippines. And so as we think through that, how, and we have even a picture behind you again that where you can see the Romans Project in each one of these places is where, I mean, literally the Lord has sent Cesar to these places to talk to pastors in these places. How many pastors in the Philippines have now completed the Romans Project?
About today, maybe about 60 to 50 are in the process of doing the project, but we've distributed something like 700 to 800 MP3s in these regions. The Philippines has 13 regions. Each region would have 5 provinces. But we're aiming that at least in one province of each region will be present. So we're now in 8 regions in the Philippines, and we hope to be able to cover the southern part, the lower part of that map, before the end of the year.
Yeah, and just to be clear, when you say that you've given out 700 to 800 MP3 players, what did they have to do to get those MP3 players?
They read the book of Romans 20 times, copied it by hand, chapter 1 to chapter 16, and when they're done, we gather together and give them out, give them the MP3s, which has become really very valuable to them.
Fantastic.
Let me just say that I often hear pastors saying they have rediscovered the joy of dwelling in God's word. And there was this in our last orientation, there was this pastor who's been maybe preaching for 6 to 7 years. After hearing Dr. Rick Kallenberg talk about salvation by grace, then this pastor goes, I should go into Romans Project. Mm-hmm. I have been teaching. Now I realize I've been teaching salvation by works.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
So, and then those pastors around got excited also. That's in Fanta, Quezon. And they're part of the 60 that I told you who's now into the project. I expect to hand out the MP3s to them when I return.
Oh, that's exciting. You also talked about one of the pastors specifically had a name for the MP3 player.
Yes, because they've enjoyed so much the teaching. After reading and now hearing from MP3s, they say they're very happy that they can study God's word through that anywhere, anytime. And that has become their Bible school in their pocket.
That's a pretty good tagline. And in Romans Project, a Bible school in your pocket. And so you've been to, I know, Cambodia and Myanmar, and looking even to go into other places of Southeast Asia. Talk about what you see the impact of the Romans Project going into other countries now.
We tried to contact a few pastors in Cambodia and Myanmar, and we made a sort of a quick trip to these places and did orientation. We're happy to see that there's this hunger for pastors, especially in Cambodia, where they went through a lot of times, many times, when they were under Pol Pot, the church really suffered a lot then. But now that they've got more freedom, they're very excited to learn more. We only did a two-hour orientation in two provinces in Cambodia and two orientations in Myanmar. The pastors there were very happy to know that there's this kind of program, and they were hearing us talk to them about Romans for 2 hours, but they were saying that next time, please, let's do it one whole day.
Hmm. 2 hours wasn't enough.
Yeah, 2 hours is not enough.
Good. What are there other countries asking you to say, hey, we want the Romans Project also?
Yeah, we got this chance to attend a global pastoral conference in Thailand. In between our trip to Cambodia and Myanmar. And we were able to explain to the 3,000, well, there were 3,000 delegates, but so every day we were able to share Romans Project to different pastors from different parts of the world. And we now have got requests from pastors from India, from Nepal, from Bangladesh, Indonesia and Malaysia. They've been asking us, they say, we'll be ready to host you. Please come over and share us, Romans Project. Mm-hmm.
Back to the Philippines for just a moment. How many people are in the Philippines? What's the population about?
About this time, we'll have about 100 million Filipinos.
About how many will be able to speak English right now?
Understanding and speaking will be about 10 to 15% Filipinos speaking English.
So 10 to 15 million then already possibly can be affected with the MP3 player in English. And then, so now what Pastor Cesar is doing, he's been doing all last week and will continue doing, he is actually translating these sermons from Romans into Tagalog. And what do you see as you translate these sermons into Tagalog? What do you see now with this translation that the impact of this can be in the Philippines?
There are Filipinos. Romans Project is very well received in the cities of Manila and the urban centers of the different regions. But there will be pastors there attending coming from different barrios, outskirts of our regions, who are requesting us to have it in Tagalog, because there will be more Tagalog-speaking pastors, and therefore our reach would maybe be 5 times, 10 times, or 20 times more. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And also, do you see this being able to happen in these other countries that you've listed, mm-hmm. Cambodia and Myanmar and India and Nepal and, yes. and all these others?
Yes, definitely. I pray that I will be able to learn the technicalities and the translation part, the translation work, so that when I come back to the Philippines, I may be able to help our Cambodian contacts and Myanmar contacts to also translate it in their language. There will be more Filipinos speaking English than Cambodians, mm-hmm. more Filipinos speaking English than the Myanmar. So if we translate this to Burmese and Khmer language, then you can imagine the reach that we would have in these countries. Mm-hmm.
Thank you for giving us a picture of just what God is doing in Southeast Asia as we go beyond. There's a sheet, looks like this. It's an update of the Romans Project. Every door that you go out of, except this one, so go out the back ones, has these sheets at the door, and you can pick one up. Also at the Welcome Center, also there's a Romans Project table in the lobby as well. So if you'd like to see a little more, if you'd like to just, how do I pray about this? How may God want me to be more involved in this? Then these go out monthly. This is just this month's update, and so you're welcome to that. Would you stay up here for just a moment and let me pray?
Yes, sure.
All right. Father, we thank you for, Lord, letting us be, just to be a part of your great work. First of all, that you would allow us to know you through your Son, Jesus Christ. And Father, that you would give us your word, that we can literally hold it in our hands and know what you have said. And Lord, we know that faith comes from hearing through the word of Christ. And we thank you that you've been so clear to us. Thank you for Don and for Gretchen and the work that they have done in Guatemala to give the Bible to a people that didn't have it before, and not only didn't have a Bible, but couldn't even read, didn't even have an alphabet in their own language, and to be able to teach people how to read so they can read your word. Thank you for their work, and thank you for their ongoing work to help others do the same in many places around the world. Thank you, Father, for Pastor Cesar, and thank you for his church, the United Evangelical Church in Mindoro. We pray your blessings on our sister church. We thank you as their pastor has stood with us these 2 weeks, and we've been able to hear his heart for you, for his word, and for people, and we just know that they are being taught your word well. And we thank you for that, and we thank you for Doris and his children and his church. I think of his children especially, Lord, that are essentially the worship band in their church, and the way they just love you and worship. And thank you for a family that has that kind of testimony there. And Lord, we pray for Romans Project to be used even broader in the Philippines and all these countries throughout Southeast Asia that are asking for it. Lord, help us know how to pray, how to give, what that means, Father, going forward. Really what we're asking is, Lord, give us wisdom, discernment, how to follow your lead, because we trust and we've seen how you've led us all the way through this. Father, thank you now for the chance to even give this offering to you, and we thank you for this opportunity as well. In Christ's name, amen.